FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Anybody would have written this script with the exception of FC Radio.
Well, ho, 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 and a happy new year to you one and all. This is FCM Radio, Radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is a This Club Is My Club special as we have a little catch-up with the SC Live team and discuss the first half of the season. This show's going out on New Year's Eve, so just to let you all know, we are recording it, though, before the Ashton United match and our inevitable win. Or our inevitable defeat, or draw, whatever it was. But joining me...
How is that fence? Is it comfort?
Sato Paul's with us.
Good
Hello,
afternoon.
Paul. James Quinn's here.
Happy Christmas.
And Woodso.
HMY, everybody, HMY.
I threw you. Well, I'll start down the far end with Paul first. Paul, how have we found the first half of the season? It's been a bit up and down, but before the Ashton match, it feels like we're on a bit of a wave ready for 2022.
Well, the first thing I should say is that since the Grantham game, when we had the mass change, we've won 7 out of 10, which is pretty much promotion form, if it can be sustained. So there's definite improvement, and there is very much vindication in the changes that Renault made after the Grantham game.
We start at the beginning.
And that's it. Warrington Town win the game by 2-0 here. Very satisfactory start to the season for the home side. Perfect game, really, with... great defensive performance. 2-0, two goals. Yeah, one at the end of the first half, one at the end of the second half. The first goal pretty well worked on the second one, though, very poor judgment at the back. It's missing a ball completely. Jordan Buckley with a chance. Lavercan with a good save to delay the inevitable, but Buckley made it 2-0.
Let's comment on the full-time scenes. In that terrace behind the goal there, it's very old school.
Yeah, FC out singing the winning fans there.
If you look at it, Donoghue was injured. We'd lost Griffiths during the pandemic. You had Curtis Jones and Wadaka not fully fit. You had Cedric Main and Jonathan Smith trying to integrate into a new team. And then you had the inexperience of Drew Baker coming in. So you put all that together, and it's not really surprising we started on the wrong foot.
Heading into the season, obviously we had, it's a pre-season like no other, James, really, with the fact, you know, we had such a long break from competitive football.
Yeah.
We had a decent pre-season, I remember going up and down the Lancashire Hills, but nothing prepares you for competitive action, and the injuries and the inconsistencies of the starting 11 were very, very apparent, weren't they?
Very much so, getting a settled side, and I always remember the beginning of the season, if ever a player has come back to haunt FC, it's Jordan Buckley, and what was a very good start of the season until it was a good game, but just two moments really at the cost FC, but it was a bounce back against Morpeth, and I think that it was really inconsistent until that game that was mentioned by Paul there at Grantham, and then apart from that blip with the defeat at Atherton, for example, defeats at Mask, and the defeat before that at Whitby, FC have settled down, and I think that Atherton defeat was, you know, the 2-1 defeat at Atherton with the last gasp winner for Atherton. That was quite a low point, and I think the way the team has responded in the last three games has been really excellent, really admirable.
And Woodsall, we didn't actually get a sense of that inconsistency really at the start of it, because obviously we went to Warrington and got beat. But then we respond with a fantastic performance against Morpeth.
Potts out infield. Smith back to Potts, right-hand side. Back to Dodd on his own in the centre circle. Out to Potts again. Potts. And it's all great dummy. Turner, Simpson. Simpson now with a shot. Yes! What a magnificent goal by FC United. That was superb football. It really was. Ennis with the dummy. And the ball broke for Simpson. He took his time and he placed it to perfection. And although Dan Lowson made a full dive, outstretched to his right, he couldn't get to it. And FC United, in a period of the game when Morpeth were looking more threatening, have doubled their lead. It's FC United 2, Morpeth Town 0.
That was a very classy goal. And the fact that we've scored now with 23 minutes left is forcing Morpeth into changes because they need a quick response.
That probably was an outlier. That was just as the old management team at Morpeth was departing. So we can't really bring too much into that. But superb performances against Buxton and South Shields.
I mean, first thing to say, I sort of alluded to it, but you know, let's be thankful we've had a full season of football as we've entered into January, and you know, after the last couple of years, let's keep our fingers crossed. But I mean, you're right. I mean, the Morpeth game, there was a bounce back after Warrington, but like you said, there may have been extenuating circumstances from their side. But the Buxton and South Shields, particularly the Buxton game, we should have won the game. I mean, I remember there was a 5-minute spell at the SMRE end where we must have had four or five chances in about 5 minutes, and that would have finished the game off. I mean, I think if we'd have managed to get 2-0 in that game, we'd have won the game. I don't think they'd have come back from that.
In the end, it's cleared. Buxton under pressure. FC will look to make the most of this period of dominance. They've got the goal and they're rattling the league leaders. Dodd now, square ball. Cook thrusting forward, edge of the box. Cook shows too much of it, and he brings it back, and a good save from Richardson. Simpson nods it forward. Main tries to get up there. Now it's Sinclair Smith, right hand side. Sinclair Smith's cross comes in. Morris again gets a foot on it. Corner ball though, and I think it was Hurst who was doing the needful there for Buxton. Corner from the right hand side, and it comes. Drew Baker tries to get on the end of it. Morris again hits the keeper. Double save from Richardson. Richardson earning his corn there, and Morris almost with a brace.
To South Shields, which is another particularly second half where over the years, as we know, and as we've discussed many times, second halves aren't always FC's forte. We came out of the dressing room at South Shields and outplayed them that Tuesday night.
Well, that South Shields performance, James, that up until Buxton recently, that was the performance of the season, wasn't it?
That's Morse under pressure from Cedric Main, and Main does well. Main with a chance. He scores. A terrible mistake at the back from South Shields, and Cedric Main, with all the composure in the world, kept the pressure on and finished with real aplomb there. Well, although it was a mistake from South Shields, FC full value for an equaliser, Paul.
They've been pressing and pressing, and I think the pressure's told eventually on this South Shields team. They've been on the back foot virtually all the second half, and eventually they've cracked.
South Shields had the better of the game early on, and FC warmed into the game and became the better side and were playing against this full-time outfit, highly paid, high-budget side. And South Shields, I mean, although they did have a chance at the end, were the inferior side in the second half, and FC could easily have won that game. I think it's very similar what happened against Buxton. So I think the important thing now is doing that against every side you play against.
Yeah, because that's the thing. You go from South Shields, hide away, Blimey, and then the FA Cup.
Now long ball forward. And it goes, nodded on by McCartan. Hodkinson, edge of the box. Hodkinson looking for a left foot shot, being driven wide. Shot, it's a goal! It's 2-2, and it's the substitute, Jordan Wynn. And Bootle level things up.
What do you make of the FA Cup this year, really?
To be honest, we were fortunate to get out of Bootle with a draw. You know, we were battered in that second half, and it didn't bode well, to be honest, considering that we struggled to put Bootle away. And even in the replay, that was hard work. So I think we earned a lot of credit for the performance at Blyth. We played very well at Blyth, but they were much too good for us here.
But that was the disappointing thing about Blyth away, wasn't it? The fact that we could have won it.
We should have won the game. We should have won the game. I thought we were the better team that day.
But they're giving the ball away.
Oh, went out. Wanaka. Nice ball there. Potts. Right on the turn. Cedric Main. He over elaborates. And then he scores. He equalises. Cedric Main. Huge celebrations in the FC dugout. A big hug. Just for a moment, he took his time, Swampy. I thought he was taking too much time, but he composed himself and placed the shot perfectly. 1-1.
It's one of those where you're thinking he's had two opportunities and he's fluffed both of them. That time, third time, lucky, he's drilled it into the back of the net, and it's a deserved equaliser. Keep your Tuesday night free for a few minutes.
And now Blyth now geeing themselves up. Both sides looking to win this game, you would think. FC probably will be the one who prefer the draw, but they will look to win the game as well.
All right, but you said about the Bootle game, and let's take a minor positive out of it. You wouldn't have wanted to give away the last few minutes of that replay.
No.
If you look at highlights of the season, you could argue we shouldn't have been there in the first place, but you know what a finish to a game.
This ball needs to go forward for Morris. Thompson-Smith back to Morris. I think this has got to be pumped forward now, surely. Morris does so. Important head of a Halligan there. Finds Hodkinson, but Linney gets in the way. Matty Rain. Donoghue. FC have got to get this ball forward. We're in the 52nd minute of the second period. Now it's there for Sinclair Smith. Cross at Kempt. Oh, mate, just couldn't get out of it. It's a chance. It's scoring. It's, would you believe it? FC United have won. And in the Bootle penalty area, there are five prostrate bodies of Bootle players. Talk about playing to the last kick. A great cross in there. Main tried to finish it, couldn't quite. It fell for Regan Linney, who blasted in the finish. And FC United lead by 3-2. In the most extraordinary cup tie.
97 minutes on the clock.
And a couple of people who left early just coming back in through the the door.
It was never in doubt.
James, that ending to that Bootle replay, that was welcome back to football, wasn't it? After well, I know we've still got COVID, but after the second wave of COVID.
And it wasn't, you couldn't help. I mean, I remember when FC got this incredibly late winner, five Bootle players lying on the grass.
We're not laughing at those players on the grass. No, we're just laughing at
like Sami Kufour.
It was. That's a very good analogy. Yeah. It was definitely, there was no slapping of turf. I don't think. But FC weren't playing well and just stayed in the game and won it. And that was. And that's all you can ask, really.
That was one of your Shakespearean commentaries as well, wasn't it, at the end? You used it, I can't remember the
prostrate,
phrase.
I think.
That was the
prostrate.
Word. Very Latin. We touched upon South Shields and the Buxton performance, but also just before the FA Cup and in between the FA Cup, we had the Bamba Bridge win.
There's FC now, left-hand side. Nice ball played in. Linney on the ball. He's in an onside position. Can he whip it in? He's looking to get the shot away. He does get the shot away. He gets a deflection and it falls to Sinclair Smith. In the penalty, he does really well. Ball comes across. Opportunity. Goal! Oh, that's absolutely superb. And the debutant, Bradley Holmes, fires in from 6 yards. But that was good work on the left side. Ball gets whipped across. Sinclair Smith, his pace, beats the defender, whips it in, and there he is on his debut, and he's put it in, and that's what you want from a centre forward.
That's kind of gone under the radar a bit, that result. It was actually a very good result, and Bamba Bridge have had a good first half of the season, and that was a good performance on the day, and we did deserve the win. But the problem was that we had that inconsistency that dogged us for the first 2 or 3 months, and that's what held us back, really. Our away form was so poor. The first 6 aways in the league, we got 1 point. That's just not good enough.
The thing is, as well, it's not just inconsistency, and it is inconsistent, of course it is. But you look at the fixtures and the matches we've played and the matches we've lost, and I'm looking at the list here. matches that we played in that we should have won the game.
Yeah.
Hyde away.
Yeah.
Stafford at home. Matlock away. I mean, they were top of the league. We should have a point.
Stalybridge away.
Stalybridge away. Nantwich at home. Grantham at home. Nothing against these teams. We should have won all those games, in my opinion. They're all games that we should be looking at the season and go, we win those games.
Isn't this so typical? As the season progresses, as commentators, we have to come up with a narrative. And the easiest narrative we can come up with is, this is just typical FC. We're rubbish before Christmas. We're inconsistent. We're always 11th, aren't we? As December starts, same old, really, isn't it?
I'd rather be first.
I think as a team, we missed a lot of chances in the first part of the season. And I'm not going to blame Cedric Mayne for this, but I'll use him as an example. He played 19 games, and he had 40 goal attempts, but only scored 6 times. And that wasn't entirely down to him, because I don't think he was being played in his natural position.
We were playing him as a number 9 when he was a number 10.
Yeah. But he wasn't the only one, but that kind of summed up the fact that we were creating chances, but not finishing. And that cost us dear in a number of games.
Another performance, we mentioned Bamber Bridge, James, but another performance which probably flies under the radar a bit and transpires actually with the way this team's picked up form recently. The 6-0 win against Scarborough.
And how the manager would love a fourth goal here for FC.
I think we'd all love a fourth goal, it'd be wonderful.
And a lovely header from Mayne, chance for Linney, 1-on-1. Linney, surely, it's 4-0.
Well, James, that is commentating genius, because that was a lovely ball over the top and a lovely delicate flick from Cedric Mayne, and Linney does what he does best.
Absolutely. Well, Linney was really composed. He took it round the keeper, George Best, 1968 style, and just finished it very composed. That was a lovely glancing header from Cedric Mayne. 2 goals and assist now, and really finding his feet here at FC. 4-0 FC United lead.
Well, what a car. Just having a bit of a breather, because he's been working up and down that line, and here's now another opportunity for FC United of Manchester, and here it could be 5. The ball is with Holmes. Holmes, superb. 5. Well, he shouldn't have won the ball. He shouldn't have been given the opportunity to get across the defender, but he used his upper body strength. He worked it, got across the defender, and the goalkeeper's going one way, and he's just put it at the other side of the goalkeeper, and FC find themselves 5 goals to the good. I think some people's head might have exploded from an internet perspective this evening.
It's funny that in the interview, Neil Reynolds, after the game on Saturday, talked about the time when Buxton scored 7 and conceded 7. Well, FC have matched the 5 they conceded, and so far have yet to concede.
The crowd in good voice, we're in good voice, as the ball on the halfway line, won by FC United of Manchester. And it's far side with Ennis. The overlap there from Matty Raines is there again. Raines on the end of it. Can he get a shot away? Yes, he can. Oh, what a finish! Well, that was all the hard work. Ennis got the ball down the left-hand side. Matty Raines made an absolute wood. Carried on running. Give it to me in the penalty area. About 18 yards out. And he's drilled it across the goal. And it's 6-0 to FC United of Manchester.
As it transpires, in hindsight, ignoring the fact we scored 6 goals, we've beaten a fellow playoff chaser.
Yeah, absolutely. That was just one of the... That's a game where FC put their foot on the gas and kept it on it, because we have examples where FC have had leads and then and looked to be cruising in games and had to hang on. And that was a game where he had the exhibition and they had the professionalism. It was still a slightly a false dawn.
Well,
we go
to Matlock, Woodzo. That was it just was not a good afternoon, that.
It's a throw into the home team, and across goes Kendall to take it. Played inside to Byrne. Byrne born to penalty area.
And they've stolen it.
And, Potts remonstrating with the referee. And, it's as if they've just won the World Cup, because everybody's on the pitch.
Evans, I think, the scorer. And that was the 92nd minute. Well, that's 8 visits now and 1 win.
It was very wet. It was very wild. It was... Yeah, I didn't have enough electric on my first trip out in my new car, I didn't think, to get me home. Yeah, it just everything
transformed.
You did, ignore him.
You're meant to be flying the flag for electric vehicles.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was just a bit worried that day. But it was just... Did we deserve to win the game? Probably not quite win it.
We deserved a draw.
The nil-nil was nailed on, and then to actually concede that goal in the last minute, I'm like, you just. I did the match report that day. You know, I can remember just banging the pen down, and it was like, well, what's the point of this? What is the point of coming to the football anymore if we're just going to keep losing last-minute goals like this? But
then Basford,
as FC United now halfway line, brought down by Holmes. Holmes looks for some support. Plays the ball right hand side, nice ball to Donoghue. Donoghue now, he's waiting for the overlap, and there is Ennis for him, but he takes it himself. Two players with him. Can he get the shot away? Yes, he can. It's charged down on the edge of the area as always. It's Potts. Potts' his first time shot comes in. Oh, what a beauty! What a rasper! What a great goal! It was a height and a level that the keeper had no chance at all. And we were talking earlier on, Michael Potts has had three shots from that distance. Two of them are in the back of the net. One still somewhere in Bamber Bridge. But FC United take the lead with 5 minutes in the second half.
I think Basford was a great team performance for 90 minutes. And that was something that was our first win. In fact, that was our first win away, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that was October. That tells you something.
I mean, neither team were great that night, but we were... Did everything we had to do and then get the goal and then see it out. From that point, it was brilliant. And then, of course,
three straight defeats. Then, and this is the, I think it was Paul who mentioned it earlier, the Grantham result in the lead up to that, the Lancaster City match, which I think we were slightly unlucky with. In all fairness, I mean, disallowed goals and all that. When you look back on SCTV, should not have been disallowed. And then before that, Nantwich Town, we've lost, ignoring the Lancaster result there, to Nantwich and Grantham, who are both in the relegation places at time of recording.
Well, it makes no difference because the referee's blown his whistle. And that is a superb result for Grantham. A team that were absolutely tireless for 94 minutes. And FC United, where they huffed, they puffed, they tried to blow the house in, but they couldn't. They couldn't knock on the Grantham door. The goalkeeper made in the first half three or four very good saves. Second half, without really testing the goalkeeper, FC tried as much as they could, but they just weren't at the races today. They weren't the real quality of an FC performance that we've seen in the past. And Neil's got a lot of thinking to do, you've got to say.
How decisive and how needed, James, was the Neil Reynolds decision after the Grantham match?
Well, I think the proof of the pudding has been in the eating, and once things have settled down, things have gone well. I think that he needed to do something, and it may have been as psychological as much as anything. I've got to do something to arrest this thing, and we've gone on well.
When we look at the team now, Woodso, even with the players who are absent, it feels a bit more settled, doesn't it? And it feels like everyone knows, even the ones on the fringes, they come in and they do a job.
And we've seen that the last couple of weeks with Charlie Ennis, who's had arguably his best two or three games for FC in the last couple of weeks. But his performance at Buxton last Saturday was phenomenal. I thought Linney was man of the match that day. He got it in the paper as well. Your radio Curtis Jones wasn't far off. But I thought Ennis was outstanding. You know, he wasn't pinging 40-yard balls everywhere. But it was the same performance he put in the second half at Stafford, where he when he had the ball, he was in control and he was controlling the game. And that's what we're looking for him to do.
Let's go to Witten, because that's where Luke Griffiths...
I get you, sorry.
Yeah. For his second debut.
Literally.
And I think he's been pretty, you know, important in this renaissance we've had. The Witten game, we would have lost that a month earlier, I think.
Corner comes in towards the back post. The keeper goes on the end of it. He misses it. And it's in the back of the net. And I don't know who it's come off. In fact, it might be FC United's Hayes. The goalkeeper made a mess of it. There were several players there. It's an own goal. I think Hayes was the nearest man to it, claiming it. But it's FC United find themselves 3-2 up here, and fortuitous perhaps, but equally I think on in general play over the 90, FC United have been the better team. But you've got to say, in the last 20 minutes it could have been a different story. There's going to be 5 additional minutes of play. Well, James, talk us through that quality goal from FC.
Well, a real mess at the back there for Witten, and in the end it was an own goal by a Witten player, but FC have got to see this through. Paul reminded us of the 3-all a while ago.
It's not over till it's over.
Being pulled back to 2-2, looking at what had happened in previous games, yes, we would have probably capsized, but we had the strength of character to find a winning goal, and it was a bit fortuitous, but it was still there. And that was a very important result for us. That gave us a bit of belief.
And that then takes us into the Phoenix Trophy, James. And this is kind of like... I go back to the old days when we go play indoor tournaments in Germany and stuff like that. And, you know, we'd to use a terrible corporate phrase, but think outside the box a bit. This is another example. I mean, AK is fair. What an evening that was.
In fact, that is indeed the final whistle. And tonight's proceedings where West United have pretty much dominated from start to finish. 90 minutes of good, emphatic, quality football with an opposition that, yeah, you can see on the old interweb and see how they play, but equally you can only really find out about them when you actually have full 90 minutes in front of them. And they have been unquestionably much the better team, FC United and Manchester, done really, really well here this evening, and could have been 7, 8, 9, maybe even 10. But again, that's what you need to do. This competition is about winning. It's about showcasing your talent, showcasing not only your football and prowess, but what the football club's about. And obviously, all these teams in this competition are fan-owned clubs, or indeed clubs that work in their communities and do a lot of other things outside of football. Tonight, well, both football and the clubs are winners. Great crowd here. Great voice, great singing. Lovely, lovely people. And I'm sure that's going to continue into the early hours of the morning.
It was wonderful, and wonderful a couple of days. And their fans, I mean, our fans were amazing, and their fans are just another level. Can't wait to welcome them to England. Presumably, if they arrive in numbers, and if medical situations allow. But FC were always there at another level in that game, and the players said they actually found that quite difficult because playing against team at what they felt was a not the same level as them. But FC played really well in that game, and young Bennett had a very good game, showed some of his skills. And what went on around the game, the welcoming, the celebration, the bonding between two clubs with similar aims was absolutely fantastic.
It reminded me, very much, I think I said this at the time, it reminded me very much of when we first started, and Wimbledon were the ones who we looked up to. Yeah. And it's like we're playing a pivotal role in this competition, and I feel quite proud of that fact.
Yeah, absolutely, and you're right. What it actually did for the club at that point, you know, we were looking at the Witten results and take that out of the equation. We were on a run of three or four defeats and on a trot, and it just boosted everybody up. You know, it was a great trip. Everybody just being together over in Poland, it was a good trip, a lovely city, great welcome. You know, everything about it was probably needed at that point just to lift the season up just that little bit, and it works.
We took that into the FA Trophy, a good 2-0 win against a very tricky Runcorn Linnet side.
Another professional one. You know, yeah. It wasn't any frills or whistles and bells by any stretch of the imagination, was it?
And we saw that, didn't we, as well, with the Gainsborough result, Paul, soon after.
Yeah, there was another oddity that I've got to mention, and that's that we failed to win any of the first 10 games on a Saturday, which is completely bizarre. And I've never known anything like it.
Yeah.
We seem to get an aversion about playing on Saturdays.
Was that I mean, the Gainsborough one, is that one of the first ones at Broadhurst Park?
Yeah. That was the first one, yeah. In about 12 months.
Remarkable.
Oh, that's a great long ball now. Lenny can get on the end of it. Lenny with a chance. It's 3-0. Long ball forward. And Lenny got onto it. And with his left foot, stroked it past the keeper. And that's superb from Lavakov. He spotted him. And he's getting a thumbs up from the manager. He's not had a lot to do at his end of the park, Lavakov, but he's done FC a huge turn there. And that's exactly what Neil Reynolds would have wanted. Speaking a few moments ago about what happened at Witten a couple of weeks ago. Well, this time FC get it the 2-0 lead and then increase it.
Then we've got Whitby away. Who wants to talk about Whitby away?
Nobody.
Let's move on.
I think there is a pattern, though, in some of these defeats, in that we came up against teams that were, let's say, uncompromising, and we didn't stand up to them enough.
That was very much the case, wasn't it, with Mass United in the, in the FA Trophy?
We knew what was coming, but we didn't negate it.
I think we did a good job, James, of setting that game up, because a lot of people would look at league tables and the football pyramid and go, Mass United, it's an easy one, this one, for FC.
No.
But it's not, and you only have to look at the East Division now, still. They're joint top of that division with Liversidge, who are the only team in the top eight divisions in England and Scotland who are still unbeaten.
No.
So, I mean, it's just... that was always going to be a tough game, that one against Mask.
It was. I remember... but remember having the theory... because there was a lot of gloom and doom about that, and I thought, So no, we win this, but how wrong I was. But they are a very good side. They beat us previous season. It's funny how you get drawn against teams that beat you the previous season. or FC seemed to, with Lancaster a few years ago. But they're a good side. And but we knew that we were going to turn a corner.
Take away the football that day. Again, going back to welcome and Mars, what a wonderful, what, you know, they were giving us teas and coffees and sandwiches.
It was lovely.
The chip shop in Redcar that we went to was brilliant.
Let's segue. Atherton Coles away.
With his free kick, can FC find something here at the death? In it comes. But it's a really poorly directed one, and it sets up a breakaway for Atherton Colliery's. And on the break they go. Kasani into the box now, right hand side. Kasani shoots, and it's a goal, and Atherton Colliery's win it. And that all came, I'm sorry, from a free kick which completely missed about seven targets, was picked up by Atherton, and they've broken away. And a truly miserable afternoon here for FC United, but shall we say elating one for the home side.
Yeah,
that is the low point. Standing on the balancing on a pub table commentating.
Who took that iconic photograph, by the way, and put it all over Facebook? And I don't know.
And then we were ready to give up, and then we said, go on, let's.
The thing is, the more you log on about that, the more guilty I feel for suggesting it in the first place.
Oh. We went that extra mile.
I feel bad for suggesting it.
I was ready to leave at half time.
We all were.
But James brought me back, and we did it from the director's
cabin.
Standing
in a doorway, basically. And having to, can you just move the equipment a bit nearer so the cable will stretch?
I wrote the match report in the rain, leaning on a dustbin.
You were lucky.
But strangely, Atherton Coles, like I said at the start of this, we are recording this before the Ashton match, but Atherton Coles was our last defeat. We've since gone on three straight wins. The Michelover result, phenomenal.
Wadika.
Go on.
Into the box, Wadika.
Go on now, do it.
Wadika, left foot shot, chips it across.
Get in
and,
there.
He's onside, and it's a great goal. And the goal coming there from Kean Hayes, who took the position well. Excellent work from Wadika. He just twisted and turned till he had the space. He put it over, and Kean Hayes was unmarked. And it was an awkward finish, wasn't it, on the volley. And he just tapped it in. But 2-0 FC.
The Stafford performance was very, very impressive.
Goal kick taken there. Oh, poor one by Pilling, but he finds a Stafford. Oh, and a poor clearance there. Wadika with a chance for two. Wadika, it's 2-0. And a disastrous error there by Luke Pilling. His first clearance was poor, but he got away with it, but not the second time. Straight to Wadika. And Wadika, no goals for, two seasons, and now two come along at once.
If you look at some of our achievements already this season, we were the first team to take points off Buxton. We were the first team to win at Buxton, who'd not lost for 20 months at home. Basford was their first home defeat. That was some result. And we were the first to take points off South Shields early in the season. So, you know, we've made some big strides in some ways against the better sides. It's become rather long ball, hopefully, from Buxton, isn't it?
As the ball is cleared back by FC and then pushed over. Surely the FC player was fouled there, but FC have it. Anyway, it's Ennis, great ball from Jones. Ennis flicking it through, it's a great ball! It's a chance! It's Dunworth! It's 2-1! It's absolutely magnificent football! Curtis Jones, superb pass! And then another ball from Ennis, and a perfectly timed run by Duckworth, and FC United lead by 2-1.
Well, this is a coupon buster.
I mean, we're coming to the end of this mid-term review of This Club Is My Club, and can we just talk about who are your standout performances? We've mentioned Charlie Ennis already. Luke Griffiths coming back has been, you know, something else, I think. But I'm going to start off with number one.
Hurst will slide it through neatly, and that's a good ball, and it's a real chance here. Oh, and a great save! Yet again, FC Bacon save, but the ball isn't clear by any means here. Buxton still having an edge, left foot shot, and Lavakin has to make a save. And a brilliant save. It was Tommy Elliott who's through on goal.
James, how good has Dan Lavakin been?
It's when you start, when you're starting to look back at the fixtures, he's a brilliant shot. His distribution has been criticised, but as a shot stopper, I mean, it's a bit of a grand analogy, but I always remember when Nottingham Forest won the league in 78 and Peter Taylor was asked at the end, what did you think you could win it, because they'd just been promoted. He said once we'd signed Shilton, and Shilton probably was worth about 15 points to that team. I honestly think Lavercombe has been the difference in earned a lot of points. He really is, as someone who saves a goal, and he'll be missed today.
Would we have beaten Buxton if Lavercombe hadn't made that save in the first 10 minutes or so?
He made two good saves. It was a double save. So what if one of those goes in? Like you say, it's a different game. I couldn't argue with what you're saying. Lavercombe has been, he's been consistent. I'm always loath to, I don't like giving goalkeepers man of the matches and things, because it looks like maybe
not to be preemptive, but when we're talking about radio player of the season later on, he's firmly in my mind at the moment.
Yeah, so. Which gives the perception that we've been poor all season, and you know it's been.
Well, you need a good goalkeeper.
No, absolutely, absolutely.
You're always going to concede chances.
Absolutely, yeah, I agree with that.
7 clean sheets so far for Lavercombe. He's only missed 2 games. Well, it's 3 today, and they're all through injury or illness. My thinking is Aaron Morris.
Now the ball is played for Potts. He'll try and cross this in. Far post. Morris! It's a goal! And FC United take the lead. And it was Aaron Morris. As Neil Reynolds throws his arms around Brian Richardson. It was a perfect delivery. It was played back to Potts, who delivered an impeccable cross to the far post. And it was Morris, challenged by a Buxton defender, who got most of that ball and put it into the net, and FC United lead by a goal to nil.
Jude Baker, by the way, is an exceptional talent, but how crucial has it been Morris and Jones getting back together at centre half for what we've seen in the last month or so? That feels like it's been.
And
it's tricky for Jude Baker. It's tricky for Jude Baker because he's a phenomenal talent, isn't he?
Yeah, I think you're right. Those two have been excellent again together. And Paul's right. You know, when you first mentioned Lavercombe, my thought first thought was actually going to be Aaron Morris, who's had a couple of sticky moments as of all the players. But the way he's kept at it for all the season, and you know, he jumps between centre half and right back. You can't argue with that. So certainly he's in the reckoning. And I'm going to chuck for the last few weeks, because he had a poor start to the season and he seems to be getting back to his form. So not the player of the season, but Regan Linney, I think, has been absolutely brilliant the last few weeks.
He was brilliant against Buxton.
He was outstanding. Leading the line, and that number nine, you know, the false nine, if you go in there in the European style of football, he was brilliant.
Without going into today's game, because we don't know how we're going to line up, but that looks like a shoo-in now, doesn't it? That's going to be the key to the second half of the season, is how Linney... That break that we had at the end of the Buxton game, where Linney and Duckworth combined, that was like... Oh, if we could get that hooked up in the coming weeks, we're going to be lethal.
Ball played forward. 90 seconds to go. Buxton bring it forward now. The player goes down. Buxton have it left-hand side now. And it comes in the box. On the turn. Blocked. FC with a clearance. Can they bring this forward now? And now, on his own, it's Linney. Linney's got Dunworth inside him. Dunworth with a chance. And it's Chalwell. It hits the foot of the keeper. Wins a corner ball, a great break there.
I think there's two players I want to mention in recent weeks, which were Jonathan Smith, who's basically taken over from Potts, and I think he's been really excellent and solid and everywhere. And also Kian Hayes, who did bring some flair back to FC. And, you know, that's another dimension.
And he's shown the fact that since he's left us, he's played every every first team game for Fleetwood. He's made his league debut and everything, so...
Yeah,
you know, he's fulfilling that, definitely.
Special mention for Ali Wadiko as well, I think, who started to come good.
And Duckworth goes down, nothing doing, says the referee. Loose, and it's loose there to Wadiko! He scores! And a little bit of a mix-up at the back there, but FC were quick to seize upon it, and Wadiko!
His with first goal.
And a really calm left-footed finish there. He didn't swing at it. He placed it.
I think he was good anyway to begin with.
He struggled with injuries and whatnot.
The expectations were high. But I think he started to meet them now. Yeah. Let's just focus our minds just to the second half of the season and what's possible. Just a quick thought, Paul.
COVID permitting,
that's going to be the key, isn't it? And how well teams do in the coming months. We don't know what the government's decisions are going to be for January, but assuming we get going again and we carry on going, then... It's going to be about managing COVID, basically, isn't it? And outbreaks in squads.
There's players and teams are going to go missing occasionally, and it's a case of coping with what you've got in front of you. We've already lost players this season to COVID. and had to ride it and get results. And I suppose it's an unknown quantity.
James, all being well, and it's a level playing field, can we get to the playoffs?
Yeah, this team definitely can. You know, with all the caveats that have been mentioned, if FC play in the way they can play the last three games, but in other stages of the season, if this team plays to its potential, which means fully concentrating, not making too many bad errors, and Lavakam keeping up the form that he's keeping up, then I think they can. The question to me today, in some ways, this is the biggest game of the season, because it comes off that really brilliant spell, again, a brilliant result away to Buxton, this bread and butter home game. Can FC do it? And if FC start to win these games, as well as the big games, then of course FC will slide up the table and will make it into the playoffs. But that's the big if. Can they do that against, well, week in, week out, basically?
And unfortunately, Woodsell, that means I have to set up this final question for you. What happens if we don't get a winner against Aston? It's going to be up and down, isn't
it? I'm just looking at the fixtures now. Because, you know, can we get to the playoffs? Absolutely. Ironically, as we said last week, games against Buxton and South Shields maybe aren't the ones we should be looking to get the points from. They're bonus points, if you like. I'm looking at the next five fixtures. We've got Ashton, Radcliffe, Warrington, Banbridge, Stalybridge. Those games are all vital.
Warrington, Banbridge, Whitby are the standout ones.
Well, I wasn't going to do Whitby because
a house isn't worth anything unless the cement's good, and it's the Ashton United, Radcliffe's, Stalybridge Celtic games and the Witten game that we have to be wary of, isn't it?
They're the ones we have to win. If we're going to get into the playoffs, they're the games. They're the teams that are going to be around us or just below us. We've got to beat them. It's as simple as that. Can we do it? Well, obviously, of course we can.
On that optimistic note, that's the end of this Club Is My Club mid-season review special. A big thank you to Stato Paul, big thank you to James Quinn, and a big thank you to Woodsell.
No problem.
For joining us for this special show before the Ashton United game. We wish you all and your families a very prosperous new year, and you'll be hearing from us again very, very soon.
Bye-bye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.